His check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast, the showers should go away. We may even get a peek at the sun today, a high if the sun comes out somewhere near 56 degrees. We'll have Pat Pagano in, and we'll take a look at that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories we're looking at for you, the Falls Village Housing Trust is presenting their first inaugural Community Champions Award event and fundraiser honoring Mary Palmer, retired town clerk of Canaan Falls Village, on Saturday, April 30th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Falls Village Housing Trust, presenting the town clerk Mary Palmer with that inaugural award. The Falls Village Housing Trust presents that first Community Champion Award to Mary in Falls Village for her service to the town. Recently retired after 28 years serving as a town, in addition as town clerk, has served in many roles, including animal control officer, assistant tax collector, and chair of the Democratic Town Committee. Mary has been an effective and steadfast advocate for townspeople and town causes. Since the Housing Trust's inception, Mary has been an affordable housing supporter and knows from her deep connection to the people of her community that there's an urgent need for more affordable housing in the town. In addition to the party and ceremonies honoring Mary, there'll be entertainment, refreshments, and door prizes donated by local businesses. Drinks and hors d'oeuvres are coming up at the D.M. Hunt Library today. Drinks and hors d'oeuvres at the reception for artist Eileen Doman. This happens today from 5 till 7 at the Douglas Library in Canaan. All are welcome. The artwork will be on display through the end of May during library hours. More information at 860-824-7863, douglaslibrary@comcast.net. is the email. In Cornwall, the Park and Recreation Community Spring Fest is happening tomorrow and between 10 and 12. Tomorrow at the Stockbridge Library between 2 and 4. Freud reportedly said, "Wherever I go, I find poets been there before. Poets are known for their clarity and understanding of what it means to be human. They too often live at the boundaries of normalcy." In a symposium, four Berkshire poets will share reflections on this interface, both as poets and individuals who have worked in the mental health or medical fields. Topics to be explored: does poetry help understand the relation between mental health and illness? Specific poems that clarify mental health issues, the role of poetry in psychotherapy, mindfulness, and mental health. Insights from the poets' writing practices. The poets will also be reading from their work. In New York State, New York Attorney General Teddy James is asking a Manhattan judge to fine Donald Trump $10,000 a day until the former president complies with a court order to turn over documents for a civil investigation into his real estate business. The judge's order is crystal clear. Trump must comply with our subpoena and turn over relevant documents to the office, James said in a statement. Instead of obeying a court order, Mr. Trump is trying to evade it, and they're seeking the court's immediate intervention because no one is above the law. New York's $220 budget deal tweaks bail reform and approves the Bills stadium deal. They ironed out a conceptual agreement in that budget deal on Thursday. Lawmakers coming to the end of the 11th hour discussions on bail and reform charges, the state gas tax, and a massive taxpayer deal for the new Buffalo Bills stadium. The budget came together after nearly a week's delay and ultimately added $4 billion to the original budget proposed by Governor Kathy Hochul in her January budget presentation. Hochul said officials hoped the budget language and related bills would likely be finalized by today. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they've got dinner specials every day, 7 days a week. And you'll find them at interlakenin.com and on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,583.57. The NASDAQ at 13,897.30. And the S&P 500 at 4,500.21. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.